This is it, baby. Okay. This is it.
Okay.
We're recording.
Okay.
All right, that's it for the day.
Okay, have a good day.
Have a good one. Happy freaking Saturday.
It's Saturday, June 5th.
I've seen you
2021.
Tuesday. We had Monday off, so I didn't see you Monday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
no,
Friday.
No, I didn't see you Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yesterday was busy. We're at the cafe, everybody. Everybody.
Everyone.
That's funny.
Anyone. Anyone.
Anyone. Whoever's listening.
Yeah.
You need to get a life.
So
what are you doing to us?
Today.
You should be out gabbing
yeah.
a life.
If you have a lot of time in your hands, you can listen to us.
If you're on the toilet, you're probably listening
to us.
If
you need
right
a little
now.
Giggle, yeah. you should listen to us.
We were very, very busy at the cafe yesterday. Did you know I did?
Really?
Yeah. Not including tabs.
That's good, right?
That's great. That was like pre-pandemic, like when we were dead. When we
yeah.
were like
a slow day.
When we were tapering off before the pandemic closed us down, we're kind of at those numbers. Just yesterday, not every day.
You know, I was thinking about that too. Like, if Ben goes to get a job, are they going to make?
You're going to hear everything.
Is that good?
That was me
good
drinking
iced coffee.
My iced Americano.
Iced latte. Are they going to ask him if he's vaccinated? If not, is he going to have to wear a mask? Because
well,
I'm thinking if he works
required.
For the company in the building, it is required.
What company? The post office?
No.
Oh, the one in this building.
Yes. Because
What do you mean it's required? Because people in the corporate office aren't wearing masks.
Yeah, but they're vaccinated.
Right, but they're not. I don't think they're asking.
They are.
Oh, they are?
That's why one of their drivers was in here with a mask. I'm like, you don't have to wear a mask anymore. He said, yes, I do, because I'm not vaccinated.
That sucks.
So I guess it's just up to the the company
discretion
itself.
Discretion of the company. But you know what? It's still way better. Like,
it's weird, though, a little bit.
You hear that noise?
Those are just the ghosts. They're trying to get out.
Yeah.
Get back in there.
That's Jose, my cleaning guy that's cleaning. He's right now. He's cleaning our kitchen.
Are you sure it's not Hose B?
He came in like 2 minutes ago, and he's like, me. He doesn't speak any English. I've known this guy since I was like 18 years, 16 to 18, somewhere in there I met him. And I'm now 46, and he still speaks maybe 3 words of English. He says good, but he does, you know, when people ask him how he's doing, he says good with a U-I in it. He goes, good, 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 good. And
well,
maybe 2 other words, and that's the extent of his English.
No, yeah. He tries to get me to speak Spanish to him, but I don't, A, don't know how, and B, I just say, he's like, oh, what'd you say? Hola, amiga. And then I say, hi.
Hi.
How are you? And he's like, I'm good. So he does know, like, certain little phrases.
Good. Good.
Good. Good.
He probably thinks I speak way more than I do. Because I nod to, like, when he says something to me in Spanish, and even if I don't know what he's saying, I'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he goes off into, like, a whole vocabulary of stuff I don't know what he's saying.
And you're like, see. See.
He's such a great guy. But if you hear noise for the next 10 to 15 minutes, it's probably Jose in my kitchen. He's doing the floors and the trash and who knows what else. But
yeah,
great
who
guy.
Knows
great
what
little
else.
Guy. He's a great little guy. He's from Colombia.
But today, we're going to talk about the senior class of 2021.
They suck.
No. You know, I have mixed feelings about them. I love them all.
Are you going to cry at the graduation?
Oh, my God. So I have Ben's cap and gown and some other things he got from the school for graduation. And then a package of tissues because I know I'm going to need those. So those are all in the pile for graduation day.
I might bring tissues, but it's because I'm probably going to be a sweaty mess.
Oh.
I sweat when it's
well,
over
it's at night, so hopefully it won't be that bad.
I don't know.
But I don't know. I just give them a lot of kudos because even it was a tough-ass year for them. I really was thinking about that on the way over here.
Yeah.
Of course, I shed a tear on the bridge.
You just thinking about it?
Oh, yes.
My God, girl.
It's awful.
I think me and Kara were talking about this last night, and when Hunter gets his diploma, I think it's just I'm just shocked. I'm not sad, and I'm happy, but I'm relieved more than anything.
Yeah.
It's been such a rough last 2 years.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
That's the air conditioning.
God damn it. My air conditioner is kicking on. It's this is not proper podcast ambiance going
on. It's like
here.
They're here. If you're listening, it's like you're here because you can hear our air.
I know. I actually turned the thermostat up so it wouldn't do that. It's that one?
Yeah, it's over there.
Probably from Jose's heat, his Colombian heat.
Yeah, he emanates.
He melted my thermostat.
Quite the heat.
Damn it.
But
hold on 1 second.
Thank you. I'll talk.
You keep talking.
So, to all the seniors and, you know, especially mine, who gave me a run for my money this year, like, up until yesterday evening, last night, I didn't have confidence that he was going to actually graduate. Like, I had to see it, his final grades put into the system. So, it's been a long 12 years, let's just put it that way. Long 12 years, and it's just, I don't know, it's kind of like I was in school. It's like I had to do another 12 years of school, which is fine. I'm glad to help out my kid, but not when they don't want to do as much work as you want them to do. It's very frustrating. It was a very frustrating year, so I think at graduation it's going to be such a relief, like you said, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And such a...
It's going to be such just, a R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Yeah.
Relief.
Like, that's, I think I'm just going to run out onto the field and tackle him.
Guaranteed.
I'm going to be that kid, that mom.
I will not be running. That's a guarantee.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm just glad I'm going to be there and he's going to be there. And
I hope I don't start crying. If we're sitting near each other and I see you crying, it might trigger something in me.
I'm going to be a freaking hot mess. I know it.
I'm going to videotape it.
It's going to be, and it's not even going to be a pretty cry. It's going to be ugly crying.
Ugly like crying.
Sobbing.
Chris, you're free from all the homework that
it's,
you have to do
not
for
a
your
sad,
kids.
It's not a sad cry. It's like more like a pride kind of.
It's something
relief.
That was overcome, too.
Yeah, like, it's been very emotional.
For me, I don't know about for you, but I'm pretty sure you're probably on the same page. There was a lot of time in the last 2 years where I thought my kid is going to be going like to school again next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was just a little before the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, with these kids staying at home, mm-hmm. I'm like, let alone they're not learning anything.
Mm-mm.
Because the assignments that they were given were just, they just look up the answers on the computer and then, you know, that was
true.
What his senior year was like.
Their senior year was based on the honor systems. And when you're...
They're not honest. The kids aren't honest. They failed.
When you're 17 and 18, how honest are you for real?
You know how many times
you know how many times I look stuff up on the internet for him?
It was every day my wife was texting me, Hunter is in class and he's sleeping.
Yeah. I know.
And the computer's facing the wall.
Like, I'm like, Ben, how can you be absent 54 times in 1 week? Like, I don't get it. and then you pull off a B. Like, I don't know. Whatever.
That's right.
I'm not questioning it anymore.
I vented to you all the emails I was getting from the teachers.
Uh-huh.
And this, he's getting a B in, like, that class. I'm like, how is
it's
that
like,
possible?
You know what? Here it is. We're, like, all frazzled. And they're nice and calm and cool and collected. Like, yeah. Yeah, because I think in the back of their mind, they knew they were going to pass.
Yeah.
And didn't get all worried about it like we did.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told me. He's like,
don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to do it.
Like, we weren't freaking out when, like, this is what happened with Hunter. He gave the wrong contact info to his to the school.
So on purpose?
No. He gave him an email that we have, but not the email that we
check. Charlie, yeah.
It was like an old email. And all the teachers were emailing the old email. So we weren't getting, like, for a year, like all the teachers freaking out, saying your kid is, you know, borderline. And
right.
And we just kind of let him do his own thing. We thought we were listening to him. He said he was doing fine. And the very end, it turned out he was, but there was times where he wasn't.
Right.
And we weren't there to kind of, like, coach him and get him back up to par.
Right.
So we found out, like, the teachers figured out that we weren't getting back to them. So eventually they got, you know, they call their phone number or texted us or whatever. And we're like, oh, my God, we haven't been getting any of the messages. So at that point, we gave them the right info.
And they got sent nothing.
No. And then we started, like, getting emails. And then we're, like, having contact with our kid. You know, you're not turning this in. And they're saying you're behind on this. And he's like, and his response was, you know, ever since you've been getting the emails to, you know, you guys been freaking out on me. I'm like, well, yeah, because they're freaking out.
Yeah.
And they're making us freak out.
Yeah.
And this is your last year, so we're freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God, this is your last year. Don't stop now. So, and in a weird way, he was kind of right. Because in the end, he passed again. So it's like...
It's like we were freaking out for no reason, but in our head, we had a reason because...
Yeah, we're the parents.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel right just knowing my kid didn't turn 8 out of 10 assignments in, and this is the, you know, he's
right, got like 2 weeks. That's not the real world. Like, I don't know.
It turned out well. I mean, he did it.
I know.
It's like he kind of did it at his own pace, which was frustrating mm-hmm. for us because...
That's the thing, too. They kind of do it in their own time, and you want it done when it's due or when you, you know, okay, you're sitting down there doing nothing. Do it.
I don't want the assignment. Yeah, I don't want contact from teachers. Like, if they're contacting me, you know, and can't you just do your work so they don't contact me, mm-hmm. you know, and then I wouldn't be in your hair. That's kind of like the thing we were trying to get through to him, but that, you know, didn't get through. He's still...
I know.
But
I know.
Look at this. He's got a B in film studies.
My kid, too. Yeah, B. Yeah.
Like
B.
2 weeks ago, they said he was failing.
And a B minus in math.
Yeah,
like those are the two classes he needed to pass that I thought he was going to squeak by,
school,
and he pulled it off.
Public school is overrated.
Well, we can't base it on anything besides this year. This year and half of last year was just all fucked up. Excuse my French. Mm. You know, like I don't know. I think my crying will be a relief. It would be pride, but it'd also be sad.
Yeah.
Because...
The kid's growing up.
Yeah.
Now he's on to the next level of his life.
Yeah, like, I don't... No more...
And it means you're that much closer to death.
No more of those team sports. Shut up.
That's why.
Yeah, that's true.
I might cry for that. I'm like, okay,
now
my kid's out of school.
That might be on graduation night.
Yeah, she's not a kid anymore, so that means I'm pretty close to dying.
You're like, shit, he's getting older. But, you know, and like... Then it's also worry, like, have you prepared him enough to go out and be on his own? Like, is he ready? And blah, 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 blah.
Do you think, I don't think they'll ever be ready in my eyes. Like, until
I don't think anybody's ever ready. They just, you know what I mean? Like,
But
you
what,
just
do, you do,
do
that,
it.
Do you do that thing, too, where you think back at what you were doing at his age, and you seem like, oh, my God, I was way further ahead. You know, I think
no,
I was
more, pretty, like...
Did you have your own place?
I moved out at 18, yeah.
I moved out at 18. I have a 20.
But I'm not going to say that I was totally irresponsible 18-year-old.
No, but you managed to,
but
like,
managed to get by.
You managed to get out of the house.
I knew enough about life. Yeah.
My kids are still, I have a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
And he's going to be 22 in 2 days. And Hunter is going to be 18 in September. He's a young senior. He's 17. But But I don't see him. He's got so much to grow before he can even get out of the house. He still has to get his license.
Yeah.
And I'll give it to him. I didn't get mine until I was 18.
Yeah.
But this kid can't drive a tricycle.
I think once they, I mean, that's a milestone once he gets his license, because it does give them another sense of responsibility because, you know, they're responsible
and it gives
for
them
a car and on the road
gets
and
them
other
a reason
people's
to
lives.
Leave. It gives them an easier path
and
to get out of the house.
Gets them out to see the world.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll see. Let's get through graduation.
Yeah, he doesn't seem... I talked to him yesterday when we officially found out he was definitely going to pass, and the grades are looking pretty good. And I'm like, do you feel any different? And he's like, no. I'm like, it's so weird. Like, I was like on a high.
I know, me too. And I thought I was so proud of myself, and it was such an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Like, something that you work towards for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're graduating. It was like
I was
just
in the best
amazingly
mood.
Exciting. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you're like
I was so positive.
But
and
like I
happy.
Said, it's different. Like the kids, they haven't been in school all year. Yeah. I mean,
they're just detached too. They seem
they're very detached. He just wants the diploma and to be done with it. And I, in a way, I don't blame him. No. I would want to be done with it too.
Yeah, I don't expect him to, like some kids are into school and they get involved in those extra. You know, activities after school and stuff. And I don't expect my kid to be like that because I wasn't. So I didn't really pass that on to him. Some kids that were like, oh, I'm the captain of the chess league. And, you know, those kids have kids that do the same thing. I was a kid that just didn't really like school. I did enough to get by. My kid's getting better grades than I did, and you know, and I passed. So I don't expect him to be like, oh, my God, I'm going to miss school.
Oh, but I was like that.
I did, though. After you're out.
It's scary.
It took me a while. It took me about a year or two before
I
started missing.
Well, I think once you're
that.
Out, you think you're out for summer vacation again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just the end of the school year. Yeah. You have the summer, and then you go back to school.
Yeah.
And in a way, that's true, like, if you go to college and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same because it's not high school. You're not going to see the same kids you're going to, you know, that you haven't seen since June. And So once summer ends, that's when I think...
You think it hit the vacation's over?
It's like, I don't know.
Even, you know, it took me a while because...
Is the vacation ever really over?
I was working for my parents as soon as I graduated. So I had a job right away. And it's still, going to work was way better than getting up for school. Uh-huh. I had to get up earlier to go to work than I did even to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, I was working like 6 in the morning to like 2, 6 to 3.
Yep.
And it was still, I got out of bed and, you know, I didn't have that feeling like getting out of bed to go to school. It was a struggle, and I would skip school and stay in bed and sleep all day. And I didn't, ever since I graduated, that stopped.
Are you going to cry now?
I'm crying about my own memories.
Yeah, get over yourself. We're not talking about you.
Were you a popular girl in high school? What is that noise? What is he doing? It sounds like he's snorting cocaine.
I think I just peed myself. Is that what that is?
No, he's snorting a line in the kitchen.
I had a lot of friends, yes.
You did? You were a popular girl?
Yep. I went to school for the social aspect of it, not so much for the education, as my parents would tell me.
I went for neither.
Oh.
There was no reason why.
I wasn't into sports per se, but I was into...
The social connections?
Boys.
I could see that. Yeah. Boys and...
And my friends. It was fun for me.
Wow.
I just happened to be in a school setting. That's when you actually had to learn. But
you were
it was
pretty
a good
much,
time.
You were a Rick Springfield video. If you ever did one about high school.
Yeah, we ever did one about high school. But it was fun. It was a good time.
Did you have... So you went to high school from... What was it? 91 to...
80.
Like 10, 11, and 12, right? That's when there was only three years?
Yeah.
Same with me.
Yeah. 88, 87, 86.
That's water, I hear.
I know. I just pee. That's my urine stream.
Yeah. We are in a cafe. So excuse the noise.
You already said that.
No, I have to say it every 10 minutes.
So in case somebody hops on the show in the middle of the podcast.
I was the opposite of you in high school.
You're a boy.
I had two friends, two or three, throughout the 3 years.
Right.
Other than that, I was friendly with people, but I didn't have any like friends, plural.
Yeah.
Like all at the same time in high school. So I didn't have like any reason to go to school in my mind. I skipped a lot of school.
You only went because you had to.
I had, because my parents, you know.
Well, it was expected. It wasn't even an option. Of not graduating. Like, not graduating is not an option.
Not graduating?
Not graduating is not an option.
I didn't even think about it. Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, when you're in fear of your kid not graduating, like, you don't, they don't understand that's not an option. Like,
I had
no
idea.
That's what you do. That's your job.
I had no idea what my parents were going through at the time until I started going through it with my kid.
Yeah.
Not my first one. Harrison was like.
Yeah, mine either. He was a good student.
Towards the end, he had a little bit, you know, he wasn't turning stuff in, but. He was never an issue.
Right.
My youngest, yes. And I'm like, talk to my parents. And they were like, oh, my God, that is so you. When you your entire life. Like, you just get up and you had to be told and corralled and, you know. And we were, I might have had ADHD, you know.
Hyper?
No, I wasn't hyper,
though.
So you're
just ADD.
ADD, yeah. I would, like, and I still, like right now, I want to describe something that's going on outside the window while we're talking.
Okay, and focus squirrel.
That's a focus. Is that an ADD issue?
Attention deficit disorder.
It's so weird. And so what we were talking about? Oh, oh yeah, in school.
Are you stoned?
So my from grade 1 to grade 12 was a complete fog for me. Like every day getting my schoolwork done like 5 minutes before class every day.
Yeah.
Everything was like just like a race to, you know, put things off to the very last minute.
Procrastinate.
And then, yeah. And then do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Hunter, my youngest, is doing or did. So it's just kind of a, you know, it's a, what do you call that when things come
cycle?
Around?
A vicious cycle. Cycle?
Yeah, it's a cycle.
It is. Oh, is that your foot?
No.
Oh.
I'm 10 feet away from you.
Oh. I have long legs. It's like we have to instill in the kids that that's not how you do it in life. Like procrastinate. You procrastinate in school, mm-hmm. and you get into those habits, and then you bring them into your future.
Yeah.
And that's not always the best way. Like then you procrastinate with your bills.
Yeah.
You procrastinate with projects like you have to do for work if your job requires that.
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. So it's hard. I procrastinate, so I know he does.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, I'm trying to teach him not to procrastinate in life. Right?
But that comes up to this question. Is it something that is teachable to somebody? Like for me,
mm-hmm.
my parents did whatever they could, and it never stuck. They did whatever they could. My dad is a total, like, coordinated guy, mm-hmm. you know, he's up at this time every day. He gets stuff done early. When I have obligations, I show up early.
Yeah.
I learned that from my dad and my mom as well. But I still procrastinate and on a lot of things, you know, like taxes and there's things in my business. Oh, yeah. I definitely do. There's like things I'm behind on in the kitchen and just, I keep putting stuff off and
right.
I have plenty of time to do it.
Yeah.
But it's something in my brain that just gets distracted, and I start doing other things. You know, that's me. So it makes me think, like, I can't teach my son, you know, how to do stuff. If his brain is wired similar to mine, there's got to be a better, like, a way that I could get him to do things. Like for a kid that has ADD,
uh-huh.
you would teach him differently than somebody that's just, you can tell him what to do.
Right.
But I don't know what that is.
But on the flip side of that, he can also learn from what you do by seeing that you and your wife both are hard workers. Like you give mm-hmm. your all to whatever business you have or whatever mm-hmm. you know job that you have. So you're hoping that they'll see that too. But I think with the procrastination thing, I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't realize it until my kids started doing it that I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, he's not going to do that. And, yeah, he does.
I was hoping
thing.
My kids would pick up on like, what you just said.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have that conversation all the time, me and Kara. And
but
they
it's
don't.
Not something you teach them. I mean, you do teach them, but they also, by showing them, like, by just doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I hope that, you know, your kid, oh, mom's a heart. Or same with relationships, you know what I mean? Like, the relationships that you show your children just by having the relationship. Is mm-hmm. hopefully something that they're going to pick up on. So if you're always in bad relationships, of course, that's what your kid's going to see, and that's what he's going to think, he or she is going to think a relationship is supposed to be.
So just after listening to you just now made me realize that my kids have picked up nothing from what we do. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they still...
Out of that, my kid picked up, oh, my mom's working harder, let me take her money.
Like, in my house, it's a miracle if a dirty dish gets into the dishwasher. It's still an empty dishwasher and a piled up sink when I get home.
I see that and I have to blow it off. I do.
I think I would kill somebody if I really let it get to me too much.
Yeah, I mean.
I would probably get a gun.
I was just like, all right, just finish your school year, like, you know. Do your own laundry and finish your school year. Get a job.
All right, let's get back to the basics. Can you put on your own underwear?
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Exactly.
We'll start from there.
Yes or no questions here.
Yeah,
let's see what we need work.
I gotta start rewinding. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Jose, qué pasa, mi amigo? Habla, hola.
Todo bien.
Todo bien.
Todo bien, mi amigo.
Ah, that's Jose, Colombian. He's probably a drug lord or something from Colombia, and he's like working a job here to like stay low key.
He's making a drop.
He's probably got a mansion somewhere.
Yeah, he probably does.
He's a very smart guy, though.
Yeah.
And he's lost a ton of weight. Have you seen him recently? You just looked
I
at
just
him.
I saw him.
Chris but he was just bent looked over. At him. Yeah, he's right over there. And I go, have you seen him recently? She just looked at him. He used to have a huge beer belly, and it's probably half this. He still has it, but it's half this. It's a half a baby.
He still has it. It prompts me. He's about at 6 months now instead of nine.
Yeah, he's drinking lots of water, and he's trying to. He's trying.
So you think we should give our kids a checklist before they move, after they graduate?
I think it's just more wasted time. All right.
Check it if you know it.
I think a checklist. I could just see putting all the work into the checklist. You print it out.
And then you get all mad, and then you worry. Oh, my God, my kid doesn't know how to brush
his
sheet.
It's just something else that they're not going to look at that you do and you want them to look at. So, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
My 22-year-old, all I can say is that he is a entrepreneur. He's got an entrepreneurial spirit, which is good. He's got his license. He's got money. The only thing he doesn't have is his own freaking apartment.
Well, that'll come. Yep. Yeah. Patience is needed. And it's not in situations
that, honestly,
like that,
the day that he moves out, I'm going to miss him an hour later. You know, and I'm going to worry.
Yeah.
But I need him to take that step and start showing me that
they do it at their own time. On their own time. They're on a different time than you. But they don't look at that. Oh, dad's 46. I better move out.
Is that weird? Like some parents, some of them, Harrison's parents are like in their 50s.
Do you love your wife?
Do I? I don't know.
Like, do you like her?
I love her. Yes.
You like her?
I said I love her.
You like to hang out with her.
Yeah, but you know it's.
So when the kids are gone, it's gonna be you and her hanging out together.
When we have like kids at home and stress of that, it's hard to hang out with your wife, and I'm sure it is for her. It's like you just kind of like want to decompress by yourself
because your mind is somewhere else. You're not on your relationship.
So I think that's what I long for. Oh, that's such a great word. I long for.
Do you long for love?
I long for my love. But before we had kids, we were like 24/7. We never got sick of each other. Well, I never got sick of her.
Yeah, wait, you can't speak for
but
both.
But we would do movies several times a week. We would hang out and like marathon sex and marathon sex. Come on.
Okay. Beep.
So those are the.
Oh, you think that's going to happen when your kids are both gone?
Oh, I'm telling you right now.
You're in your 50s.
I'm going to flip a switch and she's going to be like, who are you? I haven't seen you for 20 years.
Anywhere you go, everywhere on the apartment.
But you know what I'm saying? Like when you have a kid at home and you have those underlying stresses, it affects your relationship with your husband.
Of course it does.
And it affects it with my wife in a way. So.
Right. And then it also consumes everything that you do because everything you do is for the kids. So once that stops, I think I'm in that cycle now, is where, am I needed now?
Right.
You know, because he doesn't need me as much anymore. Maybe like, mom, I'm hungry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I need to.
Yeah, kids aren't a distraction. Yeah. I would never say that.
No.
But they are definitely, they take you away from, like, when you think of your spouse and the next day, in the future with your spouse. And you get excited for what you guys are going to do. That's on the back burner, kind of, for me. So I'd love to put it on the front burner again and just start thinking about, wow, man.
Well, you can. I mean, your kids don't need you to bathe them or stuff like that. Like, you don't need to be, like, worry about, you know, what they're touching and what they're going to break.
But
you know what I mean?
They're still at home. So I kind of, like, I'm in that mode where they're not off doing... building their lives. So it's kind of like my life seems to be on pause because of it. I don't know why.
I don't know if on pause would be the right word.
Slowed down?
No, it's just different.
Different?
Yeah. Like,
are you being politically correct
right
now?
No. It's a relationship, not politics. But yeah, I get it. That's why I'm asking you to make sure you love your spouse because
I'm hanging out with them.
I think... A lot of couples, once they get the empty nest thing going, and it's just the two of them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they realize, I don't really.
Yeah, that does happen to some people, right?
It happened to my parents.
Yeah.
We all moved out and they didn't, you know, we weren't like the focus of all of their energy and attention.
They might have been waiting until the kids were all gone before they said, okay, now it's.
They were.
Yeah.
They were waiting until we were older. And I think
that must happen a lot. A lot of divorced people probably stay together. And
yeah.
Huh.
Right. Because they're like, oh, we don't want to spend the rest of our lives with you. But
yeah.
I don't know. Just have fun.
Yeah. Even, but if you, my opinion on life is, and I don't like plan it this way. This is how I am. I'm like, if you can have fun with yourself, you can definitely have fun with other people. But a lot of people that can't have fun by themselves are hard people to be with.
Right.
You know, you gotta, with that saying, you gotta love yourself before you can love anybody else. Uh-huh. I am so in love with myself that it spews out like my love just my DNA gets on everybody.
Oh, okay. That's a whole different kind of loving yourself.
My DNA is everywhere.
Let's get the blue light
not
out.
Not here at the
everybody.
Cafe, though. Just everywhere in my apartment, in my house. not around food.
Come into the cafe.
Well, people ask me to put my love into their food, though, ironically.
That's right. That's the secret ingredient is love.
All right, now AC number two is kicking on.
Yeah, well, this place is going to be pretty. It's supposed to be hot today, like 90.
Yeah, and humid.
So excited.
I can't wait to get home into my air-conditioned apartment. You're going outside?
We're doing some work on our bathroom, and then we're going to take breaks and float in the pool. We just bought new floaties. Oh.
You know what you should get?
What?
Those, you ever see those for the babies? They wrap around your neck. It's a tube.
Oh, I saw that.
You should get those.
Totally. That's how I float. Like,
yeah,
I have
ahead.
A big ring, though, like a big donut thing, and I just put my head on it.
Oh, that looks so comfortable. Kara showed me a video on TikTok of these two twin babies floating.
Isn't that
in
weird,
a tub.
Though? It feels like they'd be strangled.
Yeah, I guess they don't. I mean, babies are pretty indestructible.
I know.
I mean, it's hard to kill a baby. Have you ever tried? I mean, it's very difficult. You'd think
there's
it'd be easy.
There's been moments where I'm surprised they've survived.
Yeah, I mean, if they can come out of a birth canal the size of a cantaloupe, I mean, they can take a good tumble down the stairs, few
pretty,
chokings here and there.
They're pretty resilient, those kids. But
yeah, don't. I mean, it. Honestly, if you punch a baby, it's gonna survive.
God.
I'm just saying.
Why would you even say that?
They're indestructible. I'm just giving an example. If you ever weak and start punching a baby in the face,
stop it. That's
it's probably
so
gonna
nasty.
Make it. So don't worry. You know, don't think it's gonna die. And don't like. You know, some people might go.
Don't worry.
They punch the baby and they're like, "Oh my god, I have to like keep going god. Because if this thing starts talking and telling." Don't think that. The baby will survive.
Okay, good. That's good to know. I'm glad everybody knows that now.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's just black Americano.
Why is mine white?
I added a little caramel and French vanilla to yours. But I like, when I drink
it's
iced
good.
Coffee, I can drink it totally black. It's like, if it's hot, I might just add a little bit of honey.
You know what I haven't been doing recently?
What?
Watching TikTok.
Oh.
I haven't. Like,
yeah, we were addicted.
It's been
Both
days.
Of us around the same time. We were pretty much addicted to that thing.
I was like, my eyes were starting to cross just from looking at it.
Yeah.
Tick tock, tick tock.
I got a callus on my thumb from swiping.
I think I have carpal tunnel. From doing that. I thought it was my arthritis, but I think it's my tick tock.
Look at my
thumbs. I have tick tock hands.
My right thumb is way thinner than my left thumb from all the swiping.
Oh.
So, in a. It's
that's from your. Is that from Tinder?
No, TikTok.
You're swiping on Tinder. Go ahead.
Tinder.
Go say it.
Can you get on Tinder without having an account, or do you have to have an account?
I think you have to have an account.
See, that's why I wouldn't. I just out of curiosity, I'm like, I want to see, you know, just see what people are putting up for their profiles and stuff. But I'm afraid you'd have to start a Tinder, and then once you start one, then your spouse will find out, and they're like, "Why do you have a Tinder?" You know.
Sorry.
So you can't just kind of creep on Tinder without
having
an account.
No, I don't think you can. No. Because then everybody would do that.
Yeah. I don't know how you can get brave enough to meet somebody in person after, like, meeting them on Tinder. That takes some freaking balls. Like, it's just weird. Because I think people that go on Tinder are just, like, hookups, right? Is that wrong?
I don't know.
You think people actually have long relationships?
I mean,
I'm sure
there's multiple reasons for going on there. Some people are looking for, maybe they're looking for a long-term relationship after the sex.
Why would they do that?
Well, because you got to make sure, you got to take a test drive.
Yeah, but then
before you buy the car.
Like, can you? Do you ever hear people like, you know, they're old and they're like,
That's not Tinder.
I met your grandmother on Tinder. Like 80 years later, they're still together. You never hear stuff like that. Like Tinder.
Well, I'm
like,
gonna have to say, tell my great grandchildren that I met their grandfather on.
You met Matt. Did you meet Matt? Where did you meet Matt?
Facebook.
You met him on Facebook?
No, we...
Did you tell me this
before? We went to high school together.
Matt?
My husband. He graduated the same year from the same high school, but we didn't know each other, so we became friends on Facebook because we had like 60 mutual friends, and we're like, oh, we must know each other.
Yeah.
And then he sent me a message and asked me to go for coffee, and I did.
He friended you? So he was pursuing you?
I don't remember who friended who.
You don't remember? Yeah, you do.
I do not. It was like 10 years ago. And then I posted something, and then he commented, and then he sent me a message.
Oh. Yeah, so he pursued you.
Like, he sent me a message and said, yeah. And then we were talking back and forth, and he's like, do you want to just keep typing, or should we meet for coffee?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he was totally, like, hunting you. He was stalking you.
Yep. And then we went to the National Garden for a sandwich.
National Garden on Main Street?
On our first date. Uh-huh. And then the dollar store.
Our first date, we didn't date.
You said it was at a birthday party.
Yeah, but we never, like, went out in public on dates, like, in the beginning. It was just right from...
It was right from the birthday party to the bedroom?
She's like, did you bring a present? I go, yes, I did. No. Did I? I don't remember.
Right,
I got
here is your present.
I did get her a present. I didn't even know...
Was it her birthday party?
It was her birthday.
Oh.
They were just
you were the
cake.
Present, no. For crying out loud.
That's weird that... This is what happened. All right, so she was living with her...
This.
Okay, I have to think
1980,
about this.
1993.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
1993.
The hair was
she
big.
Was, okay.
The pants were pegged.
Let's set the stage here.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing an apron. And you mean when she first saw me or when she first saw me...
Study?
Wait, let me say this so it's not retarded sounding.
Okay. So what were you wearing?
I wore, back then I was wearing Guess jeans.
Okay.
And I was into the Atlanta Braves. So I was probably wearing an Atlanta Braves t-shirt.
Okay. And your brother took you to a party?
No. The way I met her was that her brother-in-law worked for my parents. We worked together in my parents' cafe. And she was being dropped off by her sister in the apartment building across from the cafe. And I noticed I was taking break usually around the time she would get home. So he saw me staring out the window at her. And,
oh, my God, that's creepy.
And he's like, what you looking at? I go,
you're
well, you know.
At the window.
I go, that pretty girl
creepy.
Over there. And he thought I was talking about his girlfriend, who was her sister. I go, no, the younger one. That's like more my age. And he goes, oh, my God, if you want, that's my sister-in-law. And no.
They weren't married, were
no.
they?
No. What do you call her from his point of view?
That's my girlfriend's sister?
Girlfriend's sister, yeah. Sorry. I'm trying not to sound like a retard.
You need to get the family tree out.
So, so he goes, just whatever. He goes, like, just, you want to meet her? And I normally would say no to that stuff. Like no, because I'm kind of shy. And I go, you know what? Yes, I do. He goes, well, we're having cake for her birthday. She's turning 17. I was like, oh, my God. I guess I was 18.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, yeah. I'm more into she's a little too old for me. So, no.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
No. I was like, yeah, okay. I said yes, and I normally wouldn't. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, how am I going to get out of this? And
really?
Yeah, because I was too shy. I was definitely shy. But that's because...
Something made you say yes to this.
So I said yes. And so literally 2 hours later, she comes... She never walked into the cafe. 2 hours later, she comes walking in the cafe. She buys a 2-liter of soda.
Oh, she was checking
she
you
was
out.
She was seeing who... Yeah, if I was worthy, I'm pretty sure. And I was like, oh, hey. She goes... And I said, I'm Tony. And she goes, oh, I know. And... She goes, I'm Kara, and that was like the extent of it. And I go, here's your change.
Don't forget your straw.
I should have gave it to her on the house. I still charged her.
Oh, my God.
So that was it. And then 2 days later.
Was it the party?
Yep, it was at the.
Is that the first time you kissed?
No, it was a few days after that. But I get to the party. I got her a gift. I don't even know what it was.
Condoms.
We're getting to the party, and I didn't know her sister either. Like her sister would come in the cafe once in a great while and get something, but so I'm like, oh hey everybody. I felt really weird, like, and then her sister started talking and like talking about like growing up and stuff, and she started saying the N-word. I was like, what the?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she was, like, saying the N-word every other
90s.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm like, oh, my God, am I getting into the Ku Klux Klan? It's just like, what's happening here? And she wasn't doing it in a way, like,
I know,
this sounds weird, but what she said was definitely racist. But but she wasn't doing it in a way, like, where she was like, I hate,
yeah,
you know,
right.
N-words.
She was like,
remember that?
No,
remember
okay,
that?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
remember,
yeah.
Remember that? And I'm like, it's just not what I'm used to.
Right.
Like, and so right away I was like, okay. And Kara wasn't like that. And it was her sister that was saying it. But I was like, this is like how they talk. And I'm like, it's just a different type of, you know, crowd. And so that was the birthday party. It was like racism and cake. But it was, she was so freaking hot. I was like, oh my God. She's like, she's the prettiest girl that I ever, you know, had a chance to, like, you know, I've been rejected a couple times. And there was a couple girls that asked me out. And because of my own head, I kind of like, yeah, pretended that I wasn't into them. And I could have had girlfriends earlier. But, you know, I was a chubby kid, and so when I met my wife, I was definitely not chubby. I mean, I lost all the weight. So there was that little bit of confidence that gave me enough to, like, go say yes and go meet her. And that was, like, the floodgates opened after that. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm a good-looking guy. I can do this. So, like...
Is that what you told yourself in the mirror?
No.
And then you went...
I don't think we had dates. And so I think the next time after her birthday party, like, we walked outside. I remember everything. We walked outside. She walked me out to the ramp, like, in front of Clock Tower.
And then you kissed her?
No, I gave her a hug.
Oh.
I think it was a hug and a handshake. So that there was no first kiss on the first date, if that was a date. So anyways, I think she asked me to come over and watch a movie and stuff like that. So once that started happening, still the first time I went over, it was like we started seeing each other almost every day.
Uh-huh.
Like, you want to come over tomorrow and watch a movie? I'm like, okay. So I did after work.
You watch a lot of movies.
And then we were sitting together, and then I knew I wasn't confident to give her a first kiss because I was like, is this gonna freak her out if I go in for a movie? You know, all those thoughts are going in my head.
It's so tough to be a guy, I'm telling you.
I think
it's tough to be a guy,
but especially me. So like, I think it was like the third or fourth night after the birthday party, we were watching a movie, and this time was different because it was late. And then so she's like, I'll be right back. And she got out of her jeans and got into like a T-shirt. And I don't know if she had any pants on under there. Like, but it was like a long, like something you would sleep in. I'm like, okay. I go, that to me is probably a good sign, you know, that I could go in for the whatever. And so I think she was trying to like move things along with me. I could have kissed her after the first time. But so there was this little moment where, like, the movie was over, and I'm like, you got the remote? She's like, yes.
And she put it between her legs and said, here, you get it. No.
She was like, she's like, what's the magic word, like, to get the remote? And then I didn't pick up on the game I was in. I was like, what's I was like, Buffalo. She's like, nope. And I'm like, okay. I go, give me the remote. Nope, that's not it. And then I was like, oh, my God. She goes, it's a four-letter word. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, orange? No. She goes, no, it's say one more. And I was like, kiss. And she's like, yep. And then boom. And then
it was
that
on.
It happened, the big kiss. And shortly after that, you know, it progressed into the elevators, and we were like,
oh my God.
Like, listen, I feel bad for her because she was like, I was like 180 pounds virgin. So. Like,
she can mold you, though. That's good.
It was like hot and heavy, very. Because I was like, it was 18 years. Well, I mean, whatever, three to five years of just me wanting to do that with a girl, and then just all
just did it.
And then the floodgate. I opened the dam, so it wasn't like I just kind of eased into stuff. It was like very erotic.
You're like, boom.
Yeah, very erotic. So yeah, and that we've been together like every day since pretty much September of 1993. It's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah, no Tinder.
Nope. Me either.
Nope.
No thanks.
It was in... That's it.
That's a good story.
That's the end of my story. I'm exhausted. That's exhausting to listen to,
That's like emotionally draining.
Yeah.
Thinking back. Now, if I had her on here, I wonder if she would tell the story the same way.
I bet you she would.
No, I mean, from her point of view, I wonder what her... That would be a fun conversation to have. Like... Yeah. I know the events would be the same, but, like, her feelings and her, like, what she was thinking. And
you know, it's weird. He fixed me a drink, and then I woke up, and we were kissing.
Okay. And then he jumped my bones.
Yeah. I know. I would, you know.
And then when he left, Joey came over.
That always made me think. Sometimes, once in a while, I think about, like, how would I be if, like, for whatever reason, like, we didn't work out. Because of my relationship with her, would that have changed the way I approach girls?
Yes.
You know, after the fact. Yeah. I always wonder if I'd be like
that. It would give you more confidence because you would have gotten that out of your system.
Yeah, I broke the ice and I saw what it was like. I wouldn't be afraid of getting rich. Because I only asked one girl out for her and it was a rejection. So to me, that's all I knew.
Right.
Like my chances of, at that point, were 100% I was going to get rejected. But I always wonder, like, would I be that guy that, like, dates and, like, I don't know. It just seems so weird. I can't think of that now.
Gigolo or anything, but at least you would not be afraid to, like, go up and ask a girl out if you wanted to take her out.
I definitely wouldn't now because...
Well, now...
Yeah, I mean, because of what I know. Hey. Like, I mean, guys, you have way more of a chance than you think. Oh, like...
I think you should take all the chances. Yeah. All the chances, and then, I mean, if somebody's got to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's a numbers game.
It is a numbers game.
You got to keep filling that pipeline.
Statistics.
Yeah, it totally is statistics.
But, I don't know. Never really thought about it like that.
What about your first? It was,
first
what, 5 years ago, right?
Yeah. My first what?
Do you remember your first kiss or?
I don't remember my first kiss. Honestly,
what?
I don't.
I don't believe you, Chris. You remember the first time?
It had to have been.
Not when
in
you
my
were
neighborhood,
five.
No, but in my neighborhood, it was all boys and me.
Yeah, I grew up in the same neighborhood.
One girl.
Yeah.
But so I'm gonna venture to guess it was one of them.
A girl?
No.
Oh.
One of the boys.
The one girl.
Boys in the neighborhood. For first kiss. But.
Okay, no. How about your first meaningful, like, kiss that led to a relationship? Not like a kiss in the neighborhood and behind Duck Pond.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like your first boyfriend. Were you in school?
Yeah.
High school? Junior high?
I don't know who my first boyfriend was.
There hasn't been that many.
My first... like one that I really liked and it went further than all the other ones was I was 17.
All right, so that's not that long
ago. No, he was older than me, not only by a year or two.
All right, how did you meet?
Well,
you can leave out
he was dating my friend.
Oh.
Yeah, he was dating my friend and we would all go out together.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow,
you have a crush on him?
I really like him. Yeah. And then he decided he was going to move to California. So I think they broke up before he moved. Mm-hmm. And I wrote him a letter and I put it in his suitcase so he could read it on the plane or when he got out there.
And you read it early?
No.
Oh.
And he read it when he got out there, and we had this long distance thing for a couple of months.
Wow.
And then he came back.
To visit or to live?
To live. So.
All right. So did you pick him up at the airport or did you?
I did not pick him up at the airport. But in the meantime, my friend and I, she found out.
Mm-hmm.
And we had already booked a trip together.
Yeah.
To the Virgin Islands. And
that is a crazy story.
We couldn't not go because we already paid for it and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, we weren't really talking. So it was a fun trip. Actually, we got over it and we did have a fun trip. But, yeah, so when I got back from that trip, he had come back from California. So he worked at a video store.
Main Dunstool video?
No. It was in Merrimack.
Oh.
And I went
video
to see
Matt?
Him.
Which video store?
I don't know. It was in...
I need details.
You know where... it was on Daniel Webster Highway. It was just out of Nashua.
Oh, okay.
On the left, there's a big, huge, like, shopping kind of area.
Yeah.
Before
where the outlets are?
Before the outlets, before Budweiser, before any of that. On the left, there's a wig store in there now.
It's kind of
set off from the road.
Yeah, it's not, if it's not like a main chain, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, no.
Was it a mom
like,
and pop place?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not like a
It was like in a strip mall with a bunch of other stores.
All right. So, okay.
So anyway, so I went to see him when he was working in there.
Was there an adult video section in there?
There was a back room.
Oh, so you know there's a back room.
Well, because he worked there. It was like a break room. So I think.
But you were officially boyfriend and girlfriend. Like exclusive.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, it was long distance for a while. And then when he came back, it started. So, yeah.
All right. So, okay. I don't get graphic. So the first night you guys were together, was it like right away or do you guys start kissing right away? Or?
I think. I think, I mean, we must have fooled around a little bit, but the first time.
Yeah.
We were over at his friend's house.
Oh.
And
at a party?
There were a couple people there, and then we just went into the bedroom.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah, it was an orgy.
Holy, first time no, right into then, the orgy, huh?
Yeah, and then I remember that happened. It was a waterbed. I remember that.
So you had sex on the high seas?
I did.
Wow.
I get seasick, so... It wasn't fun. But anyway.
You're going to need a bigger bed.
Yeah. And then he walked me home. And then, so we were outside my back door and like, I don't know what we were doing, like making out maybe. And my father was awake and he flipped the light on, the back porch light. Chuck was awake.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh shit. He's like, you better get inside here
because
it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
You think parents, obviously you're their only daughter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's up like pulling his hair out.
Oh, yeah, you probably was.
Oh, my God.
Realized it was me. Anyway, so that was it. So we continued the relationship for a little bit longer, and that was it.
Oh. Did he ever stay here or go
no,
back?
No, he stayed here. Oh. He's here. Yeah.
Is he still here now, today?
I have
you
no
contacted
idea.
Him?
No, I have no
My
really.
First, I still am. I'm in contact with my first. Still,
you.
I can call her right now. She's getting ready for work.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? Wait, she's getting ready
there's nobody
for work.
Else.
Who is this?
I have no other stories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can tell the same story a little bit differently to make it spicier.
To make it sound like it's all different people.
Yeah, but it's all the same
it's
person.
It's all the same person. Woohoo!
Yeah. My life. Oh my God.
Yes, I know. I don't want to go into all those details.
Chris, let's check.
We only have an hour.
We still got like 10 more minutes. Come on.
But I don't know. All your relationships just kind of like make you into the person that you are. And then you figure out what you want and what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So I was married for 17 years.
Wow.
Before I met.
Do you think
the man I wanted to marry?
Do you think if we didn't get internet till technically? I mean, internet was been around for a while, but I didn't even really get into it until like the mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Like my computer, you know, getting on in Alta Vista and like America Online.
Uh-huh.
But that was like after 95. So you think?
Yeah, but our dads worked at Digital, so we always had some form of computer in our house as far as getting on
but games.
Technology.
Yeah, I mean, I used to play games. My dad worked at Digital, so we
mine
like
too.
Those digital computers though. Yeah. Those were more for digital. They weren't really for like Right, the ones we had.
He wrote programs for games and stuff like that,
too. Oh, yeah, my dad did. My mom did that stuff.
Oh, your mom.
She was, like, she had account. She was in, a, like, a. She's always been, like, into accounting. So, like, she would have computers, and then we had a computer room where we had, like, a Commodore and,
yeah.
and the games where you can program. And then eventually we had floppy disk games.
Yes,
and,
I remember that.
You know, this is after Atari.
Right.
You know, and we had a Nintendo.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
But it was like, yeah. So, but there wasn't any like internet, like socializing, like the
right,
social
communication.
Like,
right.
This communication with, internet now.
There's like
if
email.
We had that back then, can you imagine what how lives would be different?
No, even know? If we had cell phones. I mean.
Yeah.
I just used to be on the phone all the time. Like
yeah.
that was my life, was being on the phone. And
a cord.
Like, cords running everywhere because, yeah. you know. And then when I got my first
cordless
own phone line with a cordless phone
you had
in
your
my
own
room.
Line?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
in my
your,
room.
Did you have a weird number?
I like, don't know.
You didn't like customize it? Like,
I don't think so. I don't remember what it was.
888. Poop.
But then I'd be on the phone all night long. So my parents had no control over it.
Yeah, I wasn't a phone person at all. Like,
well, I was a girl. So I'd lay on my bed and I'd look at pictures of like Rick Springfield and whoever else,
Ozzy
whoever
Osbourne.
Else I had on my phone. I mean, posters on my wall.
I had Garfield and Def Leppard.
You did? I don't even know.
Like, I wanted a Garfield poster.
I had Scott Baio.
Oh. I remember
Bruce
going to
Penhall.
Remember Strawberries?
Yes.
They sold posters. I remember seeing a Garfield. I'm such a dork. I go
this
to
is
Strawberries.
True.
I went to Strawberries to buy a tape, and my parents.
Remember,
like,
you could buy a tape that had one song on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a single.
A single, but
yeah.
the other side, like you could flip them.
You could, but
yeah,
it
was
a different song.
Oh, I remember going to Strawberries once, and they had a Garfield poster, and I'm like, all right, I'm
Garfield the cat.
The cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm like 13. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have a girlfriend this year. So I saw this Garfield poster. I'm like, I want this Garfield poster. But it was like, back then, it was like $8. I'm like, for
oh,
a poster.
Of
right?
a cat.
It was just a picture of him and Odie and like,
oh my God.
Like in this camping scene. I had this Garfield book when I was little and I loved it. And it was like a scene from that book. And I remember, like, Dad, he sent me in there with, like, $5 to get a tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need more money. He's like, I don't have more cash. So I got so upset. I drew with crayon on my wall
Stop
that
it.
Scene. My parents are like, they come walking in.
I was it
like,
a good drawing?
No, I
oh.
can't draw. I draw stick. Like, the worst
oh, I
color.
See your writing.
I can't
it's
color.
Like serial
I
killer.
I can't draw. It's worse than a serial killer. So there's my posters, and then in between like my Poison and my Def Leppard poster, there's uh-huh. this big Garfield scratched into the wall, and my mom's like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh my God!
I
remember. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. That's it.
Are you sure? Because I tend to cut you off.
No, I was done 5 minutes ago. That's just rambling.
That's what he said.
I'm a rambling man.
I remember when I got older like that, I put a couch in my room. So I had my bed, and then I had a little sitting area
oh.
for watching TV if I wanted to have people yeah. over. So it was like an apartment
20 people
up there.
Packed 20 people in that little 6x8
yeah.
room.
No, it was a big room because we lived in a cape. So the top floor was
the
just two bedrooms.
Yeah.
Yep. Two big bedrooms. My brothers shared, and then there was a bathroom in between us.
Oh, nice. So what we had three bedrooms on our cape. But they were
three
two,
upstairs.
Yeah, there was my parents' master bedroom, which was big, and
which
then
was one whole
I think
side.
What probably happened was they like
they
what
split
you
it.
Had. Yeah, they
yeah.
split it. So yep. me and my sister had half the size of a huge room.
Where did Craig have?
We had two
basement?
More bedrooms on the
oh.
main level.
Oh yeah, we had that too. Much. One was
yeah.
my parents' room. One was
like
a den.
Yeah, we had yeah. like a living room,
and then a living room,
and then another like office.
That's
hangout
how my
area.
House is now.
I
live
house.
In the same house, not the same one, but the same. Exact layout as the house I grew up in. I live in
yeah.
that now, a cape.
I would kill to have just an extra room
yeah.
for like my office uh-huh. or whatever. Because I
yeah.
hate using my bedroom is like my recording studio, my editing room.
Just think, the kids move out. You have a spare room. You can make that into anything you want.
No, I don't want to think. I don't want to think that I'm still living in clock tower apartments when my kids are really young.
Well, even wherever you're going to go,
yeah,
you'll just
the next
make one of the room yours. You know.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a room that's just a closet.
from what it sounds like, closets. I think we're moving to North Carolina.
No shit, after looking at the market.
Get a mansion for like under $200,000.
No shit, right? That's what I tell Matt. I'm always like, ooh, let's move here. Look at this place. He's like, why do you keep showing me this? I'm like, I don't know. It just pops up on my thing. Wow. I must have liked one once.
I wonder if, like, you could convince him to, like, I know he's got his family business, too, and you guys are kind of intertwined into that. But, like, what is that?
Motorcycle.
It sounds like he's, like, coming down the hallway.
I have gas. It's my stomach it's rumbling. Stomach.
Like, if you can convince them to, like, oh, do one of these. Like, we live once, and we have an opportunity to, like, try something new. And I know you got to move away. It's not easy, because he's got to move away from you two, family,
I
friends.
I did that, though, you know? Like, yeah.
Has he ever done that?
Well, he went in the Army, so he...
But has he ever, like, moved away from, like, his home where his parents
are? Well, I mean, in the Army, he traveled. Like, he was
How
in Korea
years?
In Germany, 11.
Oh, well, that's a long time.
Yeah. I don't know if he was far away from... Yeah, because he was living out in Kansas. And
that's
he
like
was,
three tours.
Yeah. He... And I moved away for a long time, and then I came back, and my family was so excited to have me back that I kind of missed out on a lot of stuff because I was gone for that long, and I don't want to do that again.
I could move away. I mean, I'm very close to my parents, you know, just emotionally and everything.
Yeah, but they move away. I mean, they're down in Florida
I
half
moved,
the year.
Like, I moved after... when. Me and Kara, we tried living in Florida, and we're like, oh, my God, you know, I'm going to miss my parents. But and I did, but we only lasted 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
I was homesick, and things seemed to be way better up here than down there. And then when we moved back, my parents moved away.
They moved to Florida.
They went to Florida. I know. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, they went to Florida. So I'm like, okay.
I would like to be closer to my mom because she is older, and you know, and she knows that she feels like she's missed out on all the grandkids and stuff because she's in North Carolina. But that's not going to happen. She's not going to move again. We probably won't move down there. I mean, it's fine.
Do you think you guys would ever move out of New England? Like, not just to North Carolina, but you
there's
you
so many reasons why we should.
Yeah.
Because we live in the most expensive area ever.
Yeah.
You know, and when you look at what you can get for your money south of here,
right?
It's like crazy to stay. But
I wonder if you can get jobs. That I mean, honestly, if you have a mortgage for a house that's like $150,000, you can get a $12 an hour job and still be okay.
Uh-huh.
Like up here, you can't pay a mortgage.
You can't. You definitely need two incomes, and you need
to like north of $80,000 a year.
Yeah, and so how do these kids, you know, or people just moving out? They have to move in with, like, six roommates. They still each have to pay, like, a lot.
I don't know how they do it.
But they'll do it. I mean, I like to tell my kids that they can go anywhere. Like, they're not stuck here is what I'm saying. There's a whole world out there, and they need to go see it.
This is their world.
And
they
if you have to go and backpack over, you know, across Europe, do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't get into a job or something that you dread going to, and you have to do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can go and see the world, look for opportunity as well as jobs is what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. You sound so freaking deep.
Philosophical,
right?
Very
philosophical.
I've been thinking about this shit because my kids graduated.
Yeah, but I'm learning stuff. Today,
yeah,
you're teaching me.
Go fucking see the world. Life's too short.
I know. Don't wait.
You have an opportunity to go, go.
Don't wait for somebody to tell you to go.
Yeah.
You do it on your own terms and get out.
Yep.
You know?
Make some money, go see the world. Like,
you could always come back if something serious happens. Right. There's always a place for you here, but you know what I mean?
But go see it because...
Go put your footprint on life.
Yeah. Do it.
Get out of my house. I want an office.
No.
I want an office.
That's right. I want a closet. No, that's not true.
Let's talk about, before we get out of here, I had an idea of bringing on the ghost man and his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sylvains.
Yep. Do it.
So I had this idea of each of us, there's going to be four of us, picking like a subject and a story that's either fiction or nonfiction, and then we put it into like a hat, a metaphorical hat per se.
Oh, you have a hat, and we can put it in there.
Yeah, we can put it in mine. It's clean. Ooh, maybe not. Not that hat. And then just kind of like we pick a story and then we can like use it as a discussion. We'll have like a two, maybe one or two or three or four, whatever, how many it takes, part series, like a deep like discussion where we each have to, you know, learn
dig
or research a little bit so we know what we're talking about. And like, for instance, like I would probably pick something like some abduction alien story, God. You know, something that I'm into. And yes. And you would pick something that you're into.
Yeah.
Lipstick and boys. I don't
know. Not anymore. Boys with lipstick.
It could be anything. It doesn't have to be about Bigfoot or this. But whatever your interest is, and we pick something out of it.
Yes.
And ooh. And we put like an honest like discussion, and we'll have like a couple episodes or however many it takes to like just kind of like talk about it. And then when we're done with it, we're done with it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do I sound coherent?
Yeah. A little psycho, but coherent.
We know Sean is probably going to pick something like Amityville or something like that.
Oh, he might surprise you.
I know his daughter is, she's like into like some pretty cool things. Like we were talking about like the drink. Like
my butt hurts.
We can talk about that.
I'm sorry. These chairs
like,
are uncomfortable.
Is it the cheeks or the actual like mechanism?
It's like my bones are hurting from the, there's not much cushion on the chair.
You know what? Do we need to get
a comfortable one? I don't really know why.
We'll put it on the as a business expense for the podcast. We'll get you a puffy chair.
Oh, my phone just. Oh no. Okay.
ADD.
I know.
So, anyways.
All right, that's a good idea.
We'll reach out to our peeps and
we'll
make
come
it
up
happen.
With some stuff.
We'll have to get them in here. I know they're probably Sean's in his camp and.
Sean wants us to go to his camp and do a podcast.
I don't know if I can do. I mean, how far away is it?
It's like 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that? Why?
Well, because I have electronics. You know, all this stuff is, like, sensitive stuff.
Oh, so we'll hear birds in the background, like, chirping.
I know. We hear air conditioners.
We'll do it in the morning, like,
but
early in
the
morning.
But my espresso
like,
machine is here.
Make them to go, for Christ, crying out loud.
40 minutes. Anyways, so that's up for a debate. I know he'd love to have us up there, honestly. I mean.
Why not?
Why do you want to go there so bad?
It's something different. Right. Why don't you?
Because
you don't
different.
Leave Nashua.
Because it's something different.
I know.
Same
no
reason.
Shit.
All right. We'll figure out a place. It doesn't have to be here. I'm not saying everything has to be here, but all right. I'll have to scope out the area. I am not taking a shit in a little mobile home.
We're not going to be there long enough for you to have to take a shit.
But because of my ADD.
Shit
I'll
before
get
you go.
Yeah, I'll shit in the woods.
Does a bear shit in the woods? No, but
right.
Tony does.
Wait, let's put that in a hat. Everything we decide will go in a hat. We'll say, okay, the next, we'll pick four places.
Well, four locations.
Chris's pad, my pad, the cafe, and the
Hawaii.
Camp. Hawaii.
Mine's Hawaii.
And then we'll put everything in a hat, and that's how we make decisions. But anyways,
yes.
Chris, it's been a lovely
it is.
Chat
now
as usual.
Now it's going to be 90 out. I'm going to hit it in the pool.
You're going to hit it? Okay.
If Matt wants to, yeah.
In the pool? Oh, that you can't.
Why?
Does that work?
Yeah.
In the pool?
Yeah.
Doesn't the chlorine wipe away any lubrication? It's got to hurt.
No.
All right. That's the next podcast.
Okay.
Good luck, Matt. Cheers.
All right.
Ciao.
Cheers. Bye.